Here we are for now, let's enjoy the journey. Hi everyone, and welcome to Enjoy the Journey. This is Mars, and welcome back to our Enjoy the Journey podcast. Now, I know I've been on hiatus for a while, but it doesn't mean that I haven't been playing any sort of video games since then. So for today, we are going to once again review another not so popular video game on the Nintendo Switch. So stick around and enjoy the journey with me. So our Nintendo Switch game for today is something for you life management people out there who do not want to get too deep into the life management games that are popular in the market these days. So you know what I mean, the one with the village full of animals and perhaps the one with the 8-bitty feel that's been available in platforms even before the Nintendo Switch. So there's a, how should I call it, a less stressful farm management game that I encountered for the very low price of around less than $5 based on my last purchase. So this game is called Bit Orchard Animal Valley. Yes, I get the reference, and I'm sure you did too. Okay, so the game was or is developed by two Boone Games. Number 2, capital B-O-O-N-E, Games. And this was initially released on May 19, 2021. So relatively, it's around a year old only. Okay, and of course, the engine they use to create this game is Unity. So right now, it's available on, of course, the Nintendo Switch. It's also available on the Xbox Series, Microsoft Windows, and I think Steam also has it. Okay, so it's published by Red Deer Games and, of course, 2 Boone Games. So what makes this game a little similar in terms of comparison to the more popular farm management games or life management games is that you do basically what the others do, which is you move to a new place. In this case, you move to an apple orchard away from the city. So you get away from the hustle and bustle of urban life and you come to an orchard, and you're given a set of goals that you need to, of course, accomplish. But thankfully, there's no time limit. So even if the days move forward, you can grow it according to your pace. Okay, so it's, I like it, it's 8-bitty, or as the word they use nowadays is retro. So it's a bit monochromatic in its colors, though I've seen the deluxe package have multicolored ones, but it still follows the retro 8-bitty pixelated game design. Okay, so initially, your goal is, of course, to improve your apple orchard. Then, of course, there are little sub goals that you have to uncover as you progress through the game. So I bought it, example, day one. I had to actually reset or restart my game because I didn't like the way I aligned my trees, because in a way it's very free flowing. So in terms of linear, I didn't get that, so I had to reset it the first time. But thankfully, even if you have to put your Switch on sleep mode or you have to exit it, exit the game, it automatically saves. So it's a game that doesn't give you the same level of, I guess, pressure to accomplish compared to the other more popular life management games. So this is something that you can play on the side when you need to just have a little bit of a breather. It has some very retro tunes, and of course the movement, the flow is very smooth. So right now I am, at least I think, I don't really know, because if you go online, there's not much information on walkthroughs. They do have video walkthroughs, but that's not how I, you know, I'm not very good at listening or watching video walkthroughs. I prefer to read walkthroughs. I'm better that way. So when you play, or when I play, it's just a matter of course, harvesting your apples. You get multiple apples, and of course, selling the apples so you can get ka-ching. And then you can use that to upgrade your farm, buy stuff, and buy more trees, of course. So as of right now, I'm not done with the game yet, as always. I've unlocked the fishing area, so I'm already in the process of fishing. But as any life or farm management game goes, time is very fast in the game universe. So if you really want to move forward, you just really have to take every second to count. Take or count every second and make the most out of it. Okay, so it's very simple, it's very simplified, straightforward. Not much of a tutorial needed in order to get this game going, but it's something that you can play if you're not into any brain-breaking gameplay at the moment. Okay, so I've been playing it for 2 days now, at least. I've unlocked the 2 batches of goals that they've given me, from befriending the rabbit of the land and unlocking your neighbor, and of course the neighbor gives you tips, and of course growing more apples, more apple trees. Okay. So this game is available on the Nintendo Switch right now. It's on sale, last I checked. So if you just want a small game, a small what do you call that, including the storage space is small, it's not that heavy, go ahead and give it a try. Especially if you're not, you want to try farm management style, but you don't want to get too committed, because sometimes when you go down that rabbit hole, there's no coming out of that one. So give Bit Orchard Animal Valley a try. And of course, it's easy to let go of this one if it's not your thing, but at least you can enjoy this very simple life management or farm management game that you can play on the Switch whenever the mood strikes you. So thank you so much for listening to my rambling. Okay, though, I've also created other social media accounts that you can go to, but of course for games and stuff, it's mainly Enjoy the Journey. Okay, so Enjoy the Journey is focused more on video games, but I also have other places that you can go to look at other things. Okay, so I have Mars Gamer Doodle on WordPress. I also have my Instagram account, and I also have a coffee page. So if you are enjoying listening to my rambling and my journey, the coffee page is open for you guys, or for me at least. Okay, so thank you so much for everyone who's been taking the time to listen to this podcast, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye bye.